I'm involved in campaigning around mortgage debt forgiveness, mortgage justice, looking for solutions to the crisis.
And Ken, you're going to be doing an event soon for fundraising for a number of charities. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm running an event which is happening over a week. It's starting on Saturday, the 26th of October, and I'm calling it Ken's Mountain Run Around Ireland. I'm going to run around several of Ireland's main mountain ranges over the 8 days in aid of four charities, and also to promote the mortgage debt forgiveness issue or solutions to the mortgage crisis, and then also to try and raise a bit of awareness about the impact on mental health.
How many mountains are you going to be running up?
Well, I'm going to run for eight days over 9 days. There'll be one day off, and we're going to cover the main mountain ranges. So we're talking about the Wicklow Mountains, the likes of Lugna Quilla. We're going to do Carn Thuaidh. We're going to do the Galtees and several other mountain ranges as well.
And have you done any preparation for this, Ken?
I've done a bit of running. A bit of running is a bit of preparation. I've done some training. But I've always done mountain running anyway for the last several years, so my fitness levels are okay. So I've been trying to crank it up a little bit the last 3 months to get ready for this.
And have you got a coach?
No coach, but I kind of know what I'm doing. I mean, these are not huge distances. I've run ultra marathons before. What will be different for me this time is I'll be running over a series of days as opposed to just sort of one event and then having days off. I'm doing the whole thing myself, and I'm going to have people joining me on various legs of the race, and I'm going to try and get bigger numbers out on a couple of the days, including the opening day, which is Saturday the 26th of October, 10 o'clock, Marley Park, which is the start of the Wicklow Way. And that day I'm going to be running to Roundwood, which is about 40 kilometres along the Wicklow Way over several mountains. And so if we could get a good crowd out that day, it'd be great.
So you'd like to see people come and join you for as much of the, as much of the distance as possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously runners are going to run with me on it, but I'm also looking for walkers to come out and maybe go for a walk from the start, you know, so there could be a running group and a walking group heading off, you know, make a little day of it because it's a Saturday and hopefully the weather will be okay. And other people could just come along to wave me off if they like. I mean, we might have a little bit of media presence there as well to give it a bit of a splash. So that's the opening day, and then we go on around the country.
And after Marley Park to Roundwood, what's after that?
After that, we go to the next day we run Lugna Quilla, which is one of the four highest peaks in Ireland, and it is also in County Wicklow. We'll be doing it from the Fenton's Pub site, which is West Wicklow, and we'll be running up and down Lugna Quilla.
How high up is Lugna Quilla, do you know?
Lugna Quilla is 725 metres, which is, I think, the highest in Leinster and the third highest in the country.
Really? So, and is it steep?
No, Lugna Quilla is very manageable. I mean, a reasonably good hill walker could walk it, you know, in about 4 or 5 hours, no problem. I'd probably run it in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
And where will you be staying throughout this adventure?
Well, my plan is to actually, for the Leinster races, the Leinster runs, to commute back home to my own bed. I don't plan to stay overnight in the locations as much as possible because funds being tight, I'm going to keep it as low as possible. But for when we get to Munster in the west of Ireland, I will be staying in B&Bs.
And have you got much sponsorship so far?
Yeah, so far some people are starting to contribute. We've only really gone live with the event in the last couple of days. And I have two charity pages, which maybe we can give some links at the end to some of the websites, and I can give details of the
Do you want to give some details about that?
Sure. Well, we have, first of all, I have a Facebook page. If you search in Facebook for Ken's Mountain Run Around Ireland, that'll find it for you. My own website is kencowley.com, which is kencowley.com. There's some information in there. And then if you search for my name, Ken Cowley, in the two charity websites, I Donate and My Charity, they're both charity donations websites. I have listings on both of those sites spread over my four charities.
Ken, you're not, I mean, it's unusual, isn't it, really, to be doing this. So why are you doing it?
Well, it's a slightly unusual event, I suppose. I mean, it's you have other events, like people run bunches of marathons in a bunch of days, or people do the Four Peaks. I decided to focus on my own passion, which is mountain running. And also, I feel the mountains are kind of symbolic of what's still very good about Ireland and things that we could all enjoy for free, recession or no recession. So the campaigning aspect of the event, you're asking me why I'm doing it, apart from the charitable aspect. The campaigning aspect is around the mortgage crisis. I'm looking for, you know, to sort of build on the conversation that we've had in the last few years, looking for equitable solutions to the mortgage crisis. Let's get the banks and the governments more involved. Let's sort of talk about proper, sustainable solutions. I still think the negative equity generation of the country hasn't really come up with proper solutions. The banks are sort of only paying lip service to what they're supposed to be doing. and that's what the event is partly about as well.
So really it's about raising awareness for you with regards to this particular issue.
It's about raising awareness, drawing attention to the crisis that's still there. I mean, I've come from a background of promoting mortgage debt forgiveness to be part of any solution, and I realise not everybody's with me on that, but a lot of people are. And even people who maybe don't agree with mortgage debt forgiveness, if they can still support the charitable aspects of the campaign, or have an argument with me, come on the Facebook group. I mean, let's just continue talking about it. There's been some progress, I suppose, this year with the government finally forcing the banks to hit some targets, you know, with regard to coming to deals with people. But it's still very piecemeal, in my opinion. So I just think we need to continue talking about it.